Welcome to Psyched Up, a show that provides both answers and solutions to the most pressing psychological issues and problems in the field of psychology today. Psyched Up, where each new show will feature expert guests tackling the most pertinent problems in the field of mental health, is brought to you by the Suffolk County Psychological Association, which has been serving the public for over 50 years. Psyched Up, psychology at its best. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Hello, it's Dr. Howard Gurr, and I'm your host today for Psyched Up, Suffolk County Psychological Association's podcast. And today, we're talking to Dr. Edward Scheckman about clinical hypnosis. Let me give you a little background about Dr. Scheckman. He's a psychologist in private practice on Long Island since 1996, and a professional mental health counselor since 1978. Over the past 30 years, he's worked with groups and individuals of all ages in a variety of clinical settings. Dr. Scheckman is a graduate of New York University's Counseling Psychology Program, and he has clinical specialties in alcohol and psychoactive substance use disorders and clinical hypnosis. Dr. Scheckman holds certifications in clinical hypnosis and as an approved consultant in clinical hypnosis. Both certifications were issued by the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. In addition to his clinical practice, Dr. Scheckman works with athletes, artists, and students toward the achievement of peak performance. Welcome to the show, Dr. Scheckman.
Thank you, Dr. Gurr.
Dr. Scheckman, the public's perception of hypnosis is really what they see in the media. So what they see in movies, television, stage shows, that's really what they know about hypnosis. But is that truly what clinical hypnosis is? Can you explain the difference to our listening audience?
Sure. Clinical hypnosis is used by licensed healthcare professionals to treat conditions that they're qualified to treat without hypnosis. Now, some conditions may respond more quickly to hypnotic interventions, and what we see in those settings on TV and in the movies leaves us with a mistaken impression that the hypnotist has a subject under a spell. It looks like the hypnotist is able to exert control over the individual who is in a trance state.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of stage hypnosis is entertainment, and it would be unethical for a clinical hypnotist to apply hypnosis for other than the achievement of a patient's goals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are several misconceptions about hypnosis. One of the first is that people have is, as I stated before, that the person in trance is under the control of a hypnotist and can be made to do anything the hypnotist wants. The truth is that you can't be made to do anything in hypnosis that you don't want to do or are uncomfortable doing. You remain in total control of the situation. And secondly, hypnosis is not something that's done to you. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. It's a skill that you can learn to use to make improvements in a variety of areas of your life or simply to feel better.
You always hear people say, oh, I can't be hypnotized. I'm stronger than that. Can anyone be hypnotized?
Well, research has shown that although there are only a relatively few individuals who can experience very deep trances, the majority of people can benefit through the use of hypnosis as part of their treatment. We all experience trance-like states several times a day, every day. For instance, have you ever been reading a book and found yourself able to see or hear the people written about, or see their clothing and the scenery around them?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're in a hypnotic trance, you may find your mind is very alert and your body is very relaxed. You may find yourself able to see, hear, smell, and feel things with your imagination as if they're really happening. And part of my job as a therapist is to teach you self-hypnosis skills that you can continue to use on your own.
I've had the experience of driving to work and not even being aware that I got there when I pull into the driveway. And other people report that too. Is that a form of hypnosis?
Well, that's a form of common trance states that many of us experience daily.
Mm-hmm.
That and the example I gave of reading a book, where you can actually experience what's going on even though you're not physically involved in it. And while you're reading that book, you may be so involved in the reading that someone can walk into the room and would have to call your name two or three times to get your attention.
Dr. Scheckman, the people who are subjects in a stage hypnotic act, are they complying with the hypnotist? Are they playing along?
Well, in a sense, but what I think is that they are in an unconscious collusion with the stage hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
And that means to me that when the hypnotist gets up on the stage, he confronts the audience and invites people to come up on stage to have an experience that they may not have ever had, one that they'll remember for the rest of their life, and they'll have a lot of fun doing. So he gets about 100 volunteers, and he talks to those 100 people for a few minutes, and he dismisses 90 of them, and he remains with 10. And of the 10, he picks 3, and especially one who he knows, by virtue of his training and experience, he knows this person is willing to have a really good time and do almost anything that's suggested to him, because the suggestion is given that he won't even have to remember having done it.
We have to take a break here for a public service announcement, but before we go, I would just like to remind the audience that this is Dr. Howard Gurr, and I'm talking to Dr. Ed Scheckman about hypnosis for Psyched Up, the Suffolk County Psychological Association podcast.
The following is a public service announcement. The Suffolk County Psychological Association, a professional association for psychologists in Suffolk County, Long Island, New York. SCPA's mission is to promote the profession of psychology in Suffolk County through fellowship, education, and advocacy. Our members provide a wide variety of psychological services to individuals, couples, and families, including psychotherapy, counseling, and evaluations in their private practices, schools, hospitals, clinics, and universities. Our website has a searchable database to help you find a psychologist near you, one who treats a specific kind of problem, is in your insurance plan, or provides a specific type of treatment. In addition, the Pro Bono Committee has a list of psychologists who have volunteered to treat people without insurance for a reduced or no fee. For more information about SCPA, go to suffolkpsych.org. That's SUFFOLKPSYCH.org.
And we're back. And this is Dr. Howard Gurr. Again, I'm talking to Dr. Ed Scheckman about clinical hypnosis. And Dr. Scheckman, who's qualified to perform clinical hypnosis?
Well, in a clinical setting, people who are licensed to practice a healthcare profession are qualified to provide treatment using hypnosis after they've received specialized training in hypnosis. These are people who are qualified to treat you within their area of expertise without using hypnosis. Anyone else who uses hypnosis is what we call a lay hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you know that when you go to a hair salon in New York State, the people who wash and cut your hair are licensed to do so by the state education department?
Right.
Now, if the state believes that a person who works on the outside of my head must be properly trained and licensed, I'd want only someone who is properly trained and licensed to work on the inside of my head. And another important consideration to many people is the cost of treatment. Lay hypnotists often charge more for their treatment than licensed professionals do. In fact, the cost of treatment provided by professionals may be covered by health insurance, and I believe it's safer and often less expensive to be treated by professionals.
Dr. Scheckman, how would you recommend our listeners locate a qualified practitioner?
Well, qualified practitioners can be found at the website of the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis and its local component sections, such as the New York Society of Clinical Hypnosis. The component sections are all located in most states, and they can be contacted through the ASH website, www.asch.net.
Dr. Scheckman, from your clinical experience, what kind of problems or conditions respond well to hypnotic treatments?
Well, there's a long list of situations and conditions that are addressed with hypnosis, and among these are anxiety and panic disorders and phobias, reduced anxiety and pain during labor and delivery and childbirth, management of pain and phobia in dentistry, and hypnosis can be one element of a comprehensive treatment program for the treatment of depression. Many people experience relief with hypnosis in cases of eczema, itching, psoriasis, and warts to control such habits as nail biting, hair pulling, and teeth grinding. For relief of gastrointestinal disorders, such as irritable bowel syndrome, and for management of pains in the neck and back, pains of cancer treatments, headaches, migraines, and in surgery, when there are unusual circumstances in which chemical anesthesia isn't recommended, or when the patient needs to be conscious during a procedure. Also, to improve concentration in athletes, artists, and students, and to improve their flexibility in the incorporation of new techniques. And hypnosis can be used as part of an overall treatment program in weight management.
Dr. Scheckman, if our listeners wanted your services, where on Long Island are you located?
My office is located in Commack.
Mm-hmm. How about a website address?
Yes, they can contact me at drscheckman.net.
Mm-hmm.
That's one word, D-R-S-C-H-E-C-H-T-M-A-N.
Dr. Scheckman, thank you for being on Psyched Up, the Suffolk County Psychological Association podcast. Your information was both entertaining and informative, and I thank you.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity, Dr. Gurr.
Once again, this has been Dr. Gurr. Until next time for Psyched Up.
The proceeding was a presentation of the Suffolk County Psychological Association. Want to hear more? Check your podcast directories, iTunes, or you can go to www.suffolkpsych.org for more information about Psyched Up, the show that provides both answers and solutions to the most pressing psychological issues and problems in the field of psychology today. Thank you for listening.